This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And I want to start this week by thanking everyone who has called with their pledges of support and dedicate our show this week to a caller who pledged her specific support to Arizona Trails, and that is our friend Heidi Schuhl, spokesperson for the Coronado National Forest. Heidi is often in the news with bad news about forest fires and floods and such, and so happy that she gave us a call of support and chose the topic for this week's show, a wonderful Forest Service site on the Tonto National Forest known as Reynolds Creek and Reynolds Creek Group Camp and Trail. From Globe, Arizona, head north on Highway 188 as if you're going to Lake Roosevelt and look for the 288 turn north towards Young. About 15 miles up the road, just a few miles after you hit the Tall Pines. Oh, this is an amazing road. 20 minutes from Saguaro's to Ponderosa Pines on this scenic highway. Look for Forest Road 410 taking off to the east to your right. You'll know you're in the area because Reynolds Creek is well signed. There's a group camp there for large groups. It's $40 a night, and reservations should be made through the Forest Service website. Head up to the end of the road on 410, and you'll be getting onto the Reynolds Creek Trail. And this is a spectacular spot for autumn hikes. As the weather cools off, the aspens and box elders and Rocky Mountain maple and Arizona mountain ash in the drainage all begin to change colors, and you'll feel like you're perhaps in Vermont in October there. As you head up the trail, there's a major waterfall about 50 feet high, often just a trickle, but rains have been good in the Sierra Ancha this year, and so the fall is flowing fairly well at this time. As you head up the creek, you'll come into an area known as Knoll's Hole, which is a wonderful aspen stand, nearly half a mile in length. Spectacular when they turn gold in autumn. The total distance up to the saddle, where you could look down into Workman's Creek to the south and see the old Murphy Ranch there, or up to Aztec Peak, it's about 3.5 miles one way. So this is a great 7-mile round trip with close to a 1,500-foot elevation change. Down at the road, you leave off just above 6,000 feet. From the saddle, you can continue just a bit further and connect to another trail known as Abbey's Way, named for Ed Abbey, who was the lookout on Aztec Peak back in 1976. Thank you, Heidi, for your support of KXEI, and thank you to all the listeners who have called and emailed and pledged their support to this great resource, KXEI. Looking forward to seeing you with your KXEI bumper sticker at the trailhead. This has been Eb Eberline for Arizona Trails.